is the president of Impact 100 Garden State, which does incredible work in five different counties in New Jersey, and they are at an exciting part of the year. They've just awarded some very lucky recipients some of the benefits and cash and help that they desperately need to do the good work that they do. So can you just start out and tell us a little bit about what Impact 100 Garden State does?
Sure. Well, Impact 100 Garden State was actually started, Impact 100 was started by a woman named Wendy Steele in 2001. And her idea was to make philanthropy available to the average woman because we should be able to participate in it. And she found it also very empowering. So she came up with a concept, which is you take 100 women and you all donate $1,000. You combine your funds, and suddenly you have $100,000, which is impactful to almost every nonprofit you could possibly deal with. So that was the basic concept behind it, and she started it in Cincinnati, and the concept slowly caught on. I think it was 2003. Actually, People Magazine found out about it. She was featured in that.
Wow.
And then it's kind of slowly grown, but all of a sudden it's really mushrooming, so it's great.
Yes, and you're definitely having an impact. So how did you first find out about it, and why was it? Why did it call to you to join this group and help out?
Well, actually, I had recently gotten a divorce, and I was actually looking for a group of women that I could really do something with, and I wanted to volunteer. I had never actually been a volunteer. I was a mom. I commuted into New York. I still work full-time. And so I needed something that would fit into all those different parameters. And I was invited by a friend of mine who I'd been in a finance club with to this gathering, we call it, to hear about Impact 100. And I obviously loved the idea, and I joined that day. So I was a charter member. I wasn't the one of the six founders, but I was a charter member.
You found your people, right, and your purpose.
I found my people and my purpose. I love it. I absolutely love it.
I know, right? We were talking about this off air a minute ago. People say, how do you have so much energy, and how do you find the energy? And when you find your people and your purpose and what you enjoy doing, it infuses you with energy instead of sapping your energy. And so it's just finding the right opportunity, right?
Oh, absolutely. And we are open to every woman that wants to join us. We are happy to join us. One of the things that's really unique about Impact 100 is you can participate at whatever level you want to participate at. We know women, their lives go up and down all the time. So one year you may have a ton of free time. Another year you're looking for a job and you don't have the time. You might have a child. You might have a grandchild. You might have a sick parent. So we're very flexible in what you how you can participate. It's really up to the individual member how they want to participate, which is one of the key things about it that make us different.
Right, and if people want to look at your website, you've got a lot of information on there, and it's impact100gardenstate.org, correct?
Yes.
Right,
yes.
So there's all kinds of ways to help out and volunteer. So if you've got $1,000, you can sign up and join, right? Or if you don't have $1,000 but you want to donate your time, you can volunteer, correct?
Actually, no.
Oh, sorry. Well, let's just make it clear. Okay.
It's a very simple concept, and
okay.
Let me start with that.
Okay,
we always say it's one woman, one donation, one vote.
Okay.
So the only thing we require of you to be a member is that you pay $1,000.
Okay.
And that's the only thing that you really require. We really, really want everybody to vote because at the end of the season, I'll go through the process, but at the end of the season, the members actually vote and choose which one of the nonprofits will receive the grant money. So it's a very exciting evening. That's what we did last week, which is
right.
Really
so,
fun.
So you're engaged. I mean, it's a very engaged process, but you know where the money's going, you know who it's helping, and you get to vote on where that goes.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's what makes it great.
Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit, since you just had your big event last week and you awarded three recipients, I think?
We rewarded three recipients last week. We ended up let me ask a question. Let me talk about the process first.
Okay, sure,
you have
sure,
to kind of understand
good.
The process
okay,
to understand where
it.
We were last week.
Okay.
So what we do is right now we're in our membership phase for trying to find members for 2020. And you have to remember, everybody joins every year. So we start mm-hmm. over at zero. Last Wednesday, we basically started over at zero mm-hmm. again. So renewals count for about 80% of what our membership is.
Nice.
And then we add on the other 20%. So anyway, we put together, the idea behind it is you find 100 women. We now have 346.
Amazing.
But you find 100 women for easy math. Each pays $1,000. So all of a sudden you have $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
That makes an impactful grant to the community. After we have the money, we announce to the nonprofit world how much we have to put out in grants, and we start receiving grant applications in. We receive anywhere from 60 to 80 any year, any one particular grant year. Then our members, about 60% of them, divide up into grant committees.
Okay.
And then they receive, and they're all volunteers, by the way, they receive the grant applications. They're split up with the grant applications. And then those women will evaluate the grant applications, and it will be their job through financial review with some very good people, through the examination of the grant itself, also through site visits that they do. They have to come to the full membership with 1 to 2 grants each. So we'll have anywhere from 5 to 10 options for people to choose. They bring them to an annual meeting where all of our members come together. Each one of those grant applicants gets 6 minutes to explain what their project is, and then the members vote.
That's very, very organized, very simple, and very impactful.
And very exciting. There's the buzz in the air of our annual meeting is absolutely fabulous, fabulous. The other thing we have started to do, we're very conscious of listening to our members. So not only do we give the grants, so for instance, there were 5 grants, so 5 finalists last week. Mm-hmm. We gave 3 finalists grants of $110,000 each, but we have listened to our members who really felt bad about the people who have put in such time and effort into these applications and the site visits, and their programs are great. They've been vetted. You know, they're ready to go, and we love them, but we now give what we call merit grants. So they're there. So now each one of the people who do not receive $110,000 received $8,000. Huh? So everybody leaves a winner.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, and I love that how people are engaged, and you said there's a buzz of excitement, and you've been president now for several years, right?
So, I've been president for 3 years, right.
And is that, are you appointed, elected? How does that whole...
I don't know. I think I missed a meeting. No, I had been active on the board pretty much the second year I joined the board, pretty much the first year they had a real board.
Nice.
But I had run a grant committee the first year. I'd been the chair of a grant committee the first year, and the second year I had done the same. Then I became the head of membership and was on the board in all those jobs. And... you know, it's just a kind of a process of elimination. Who can do this, and who do we want? And everybody agreed on me. So I'm very proud that I'm the president of Impact 100.
Good for you. And you impact 5 counties, right? Is that your territory?
Yes. Okay. Right. We started out with 4 counties. Mm-hmm. The founders were pretty much in the Morristown-Bernardsville area, which would be Somerset County and Morris County. Mm-hmm. But they felt that they really wanted to have a more rural aspect to it, so they put in Sussex County.
Okay.
And then they wanted something that was a little more urban, so they put in Passaic County, which would cover Patterson.
Okay.
But we had a lot of members who joined us from Union County just because they liked what we were doing. And it's, you know, Union touches us in so many areas that we included Union. This is the first year Union has been included. And actually, one of our recipients this year was from Elizabeth, was just Union County.
Yeah, that's great.
So it was great, yeah.
Yeah. And can you talk about a little bit about the demographics of the members? Is it's young women, old women, all kind of women from all different professions, right? It's just
we like all women.
Okay.
I would say the majority of the women are probably older children to retire, that age group, just because they have a lot more time.
Correct.
And probably more resources. They're not putting, you know, piling money into their families and buying new homes and everything. But we have, I think we go as low as the late 20s and as high as into the 80s. So we're all over.
I love that. And I love the broad spectrum of, because you learn so much from one another, right? I mean, these meetings must be great. And I know that you have these gatherings. So the gatherings are all over the place if people just want to come check it out, right?
Right. We have them listed where they're going to be. They're listed on our website. And actually, they're usually in people's homes.
Okay.
Last night we had one at the Cocoa.
The
you said you did the Cocoa in Summit, which was great, where we had women. And I think we only had one person from Summit, and the rest were from all these other areas. But what we have found is we don't have an advertising budget. We are an all-volunteer organization, and we give importantly, 100% of that $1,000 donation goes to a grant. So as you can tell, we've got to be careful. So we have some great sponsors that have been great for a couple years from us. And then we have members who give us an extra $100 a year. But we don't have a big marketing budget. We don't have any kind of budget like that. So basically, we grow through word of mouth. And so word of mouth is at these gatherings where a member will open her home and she'll think of her friends to come in and hear about us, and then we'll bring other people, or people might contact our website and say, I'd like to hear more. Where can I come? And we have gatherings where we just explain the concept, and, people either join or they don't.
Well, and I think that's the important part, is you put the information out there, and if it resonates with someone, then they're going to join. Because, like I try to talk about on this show, there's so many ways to get involved in your community, in your country, in the world, and local, global, whatever floats your boat. There's so many ways to just get active and get engaged. And I think that's even part of your mission statement, is members more engaged with their communities, right? Which is exactly what you do.
Right. We want women to be engaged with philanthropy, but we also want them to be more engaged with their community. And the thing that we do is we are local women giving to local charities. So 100% of your, as I said, 100% of your donation goes to it. But we will have our nonprofit, we call them our nonprofit partners. They'll come back and they'll give us updates on where their what their progress is, tell us about their program, how we have actually impacted it after we have given them the grant.
Yeah.
So we keep in touch with them. We put up wish lists from them. So if members who were touched by a particular charity that we happen to bring in as a finalist, they have an opportunity then to join them to do other things if they choose to. So it really is very engaging. We want our members to be as engaged as they want to be.
Yeah, I think it's fabulous, and it's doing such good work. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Today we're talking with Merle Johnson, who is the president of Impact 100 Garden State. They do so much work in the community, and it's a group of over 300 women now donating their dollars and their time and evaluating different nonprofits that want to benefit from their generosity. And we're going to talk about some of the most recent winners and recipients over the years, or the ones that won last week and then others in the past, because that's what a lot of people love to hear about you, right?
Absolutely. Well, that is what we do. So the reason why that last Wednesday was such a great night is because it's really the culmination of all the work that we did for a year, evaluating, going from 80 really great applicants down to 5 who are the finalists, which I said had been vetted by our volunteer members. So it's really fun. So I thought it might be kind of fun if I went through the 5 before I told you which ones were the recipients, because they were all so good. Another thing that's really funny is that we send out a recap, basically what I'm looking at here, of what the programs are that have been put forward as finalists. And we send that out to all of our members 2 weeks before the annual meeting. And so if you can't come, there's an absentee ballot. I can't tell you how many people read something and then they come to the meeting and they change their mind. They know coming in for sure who they're going to vote for, and then they listen and then they change their mind. So, and we never know until the votes come back. We never know who's going to be the recipient. So it's right, the last thing we do. I feel like I'm announcing Miss America when I get there.
I know, but that's
and the winner
I
is.
Know.
Yeah, it's really fun.
That's so exciting. Well, I'm sure the presentation is a huge part of it because the energy that comes forth. I mean, they're all passionate about what they're doing, right? But that presentation piece is.
Yeah, the presentation. And one of the things that you learn as you go through. This is our seventh year that we just finished. And one of the things we learned is we are a special fund of the Community Foundation of New Jersey. That's how we get our 501c3 status.
Okay.
So what they have done, they've been active participants with us, which has been great. And they actually make available to the recipients or to the finalists, they let them come in and they do kind of help them with their presentation.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you
it's
have
important.
Somebody that's a fabulous presenter and then somebody has a fabulous idea but not such a great presenter, it's not an even playing field. So I have found that since the Community Foundation has been helping with that the presentations are really even. So it is really a hard decision.
Well, because it's a whole different skill set that if you don't have, but it's easy
Absolutely.
To learn with the right
Absolutely.
Coaching. Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. That's
so
amazing.
Anyway, we had five recipients this year. One of them, the first one was, I think they're in alphabetical order, County College of Morris Foundation, and it's called the Dover College Promise. And so what they did is under the leadership, I'm going to read some of these because I don't want to get them
Go
wrong.
Ahead.
Under the leadership and oversight of the County College of Morris, Dover College Promise will give low-income middle and high school students from the Dover School District the opportunity to earn a guaranteed scholarship to the college.
Nice.
And they do this through the Educational Center, which is a Dover-based community organization. They partner to provide students with tutoring, college preparation classes, mentoring, and opportunities for college-based service learning projects.
Nice.
That was the first project. Okay. Great project.
Education, right?
Education.
Can't go wrong with that. Okay.
Can't go wrong with that. Then we had CUMAC, Beyond Hunger. So the Beyond Hunger Initiative vision is to transform CUMAC into a one-stop access point for supportive services that is embedded in the community through sustainable partnerships, strong programs, and a focus on upstream social determinants of health. CUMAC will not only provide individuals and families with healthy food, but they also will provide them with legal support, help in navigating public benefits, nutritional education, job readiness training, and other services that empower individuals to break generational cycles of poverty.
Incredible. Well, that's
incredible.
Yeah.
Program.
Well, the Community Soup Kitchen of Morristown, they've been on here, which is now Nourish New Jersey.
Right.
They, you know, because
right.
the food is the entry point, but there's a whole system that you have to navigate when you're in that kind of situation, right?
And it's worked so fabulously for them. So, yes, this is a very similar program, but this is in Patterson.
Yep.
Okay. Then we have the Passaic County Community College Foundation Theater and Poetry Project. We were so excited that we had an arts one.
Yep.
So the theater poetry, I love the woman who did this because she's been involved in this for years and years, and she was just so heartfelt. The Theater and Poetry Project is a language arts enrichment program which benefits the young people of Patterson, a disadvantaged inner city school system, and a culturally diverse population. Programming includes in-school poetry workshops, meet the author visits, and performance arts shows, theatrical productions, a student poetry anthology, and student award ceremony reception and reading. As you know, you love reading.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you love and you support books. Well, what is better than to get kids into reading and to writing poetry? I think I was telling you, I just did a big project with the Morristown Rotary where we were doing a book exchange with kids. And I mean, these kids would come up and they'd grab a book and then they'd take one and they'd sit down immediately and start reading.
I thought.
I love any kind of project that involves reading.
Yeah.
That one really spoke to me.
Nice.
Spoke to a lot of people, but it really spoke to me.
Yeah.
All right, then we had the Shakespeare Theater of New Jersey, and it was Expanding Access for All. Mm-hmm. And the basis of this program was they wanted to create an area where if you were hearing impaired, you would be able to see it, sit at a seat that had special kinds of microphones for you to, you know, to listen to, or earphones. Or they were going to have programs for autistic children. You know, lots of times children who have disabilities have a really hard time and are kind of ostracized from a group that are watching a play. So they were going to have, you know, specific performances for those types of children. Through increased staff training, they were going to expand the outreach incentives. Initiatives and improve technology, and it was going to equip their theater and staff to include and serve the needs of all audience members, which, again, we love the arts. We love the Shakespeare Theater. So that was our fourth one. And the last one was Union County Economic Development Corporation. Mm-hmm. And we were I was really curious about this one because this was our Union County one.
Right, Edison.
Well, no, it was Elizabeth.
Oh, sorry, Elizabeth, yeah.
Yeah. So entrepreneurship. So this is entrepreneurship as a second chance. It was a really unusual program.
Wow.
Entrepreneurship as a second chance is designed to provide citizens returning from incarceration the opportunity to explore business ownership as a way to re-enter society. This program will provide participants with an intensive training and readiness program, including multiple classroom sessions, one-on-one mentoring, business planning, and all the other aspects of turning their ideas into a viable business opportunity.
Okay.
I had never heard of a program like this before.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah. So those were our five chances, our choices.
So let's see. I would have voted for the entrepreneurship.
Okay.
And what's your other one? The reading one, of course.
The reading one,
and
okay.
And then maybe the soup kitchen, because I know how well the Morristown, you know, how much they do. I mean, they're all great, but those are my
great.
Three. Those would be my three. So.
They speak to you.
Yes.
The actual recipients was the Dover Promise, which is the college, guaranteed college
for kids. Oh, yeah, that's nice, too. Yeah,
which was a great program.
Yeah.
The CUMAC, which is the Beyond Hunger one that you liked.
Okay.
And the reentry one.
Nice.
Yeah. So
good for them.
So you would have left happy because two of your programs. But as I said, the other two programs did receive $8,000. They also, get to do a presentation in front of a couple hundred philanthropic women who really care about these causes. Anybody listening, they've been vetted. They're great organizations. So if you want to get involved, we highly recommend it.
Right, and I think just the experience of applying for this and presenting and then having, you know, a couple hundred women see who they are and what they do, then that just, you know, the organic effect of that just goes on, right? So
it's interesting what you just said, because the experience of presenting it and to doing the whole grant process. We have a pretty rigid grant process. We have rubrics where everybody is graded on exactly the same characteristics of their grant. We actually have, for the grant people who are the people who the nonprofits that are putting in grants, we actually have a training session for them.
Oh my gosh.
We go through our application and we tell them exactly what we're looking for, so there's no surprises.
Wow.
They have feedback when they, you know, if they become a somebody who's going to get a site visit, they get a lot of feedback from our members. So we really have a pretty heavy-duty application process. But interestingly, people who haven't been a recipient or people who haven't even been a finalist have commented to us that that process alone has made their organization really think outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
And where can we go with this? What else can we do with our organization? And many of them have received funding because of the process they had to go through to come up with the program for us to look at. They've actually ended up getting it funded through another organization.
Right. Well, it ups their entire game, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've got these fresh eyeballs on their business, on their model, on what they're doing, on how they're doing it. And you guys have all been through this multiple times, and you can bring ideas that you've seen that worked well other places that apply. And I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah. I think, well, it's a nice kind of side benefit. The other thing is, it's really interesting, is since we have different members every year, actually we have 80% same members, but we have a new group of members that come in every year. But the makeup of our grant committees, the people that serve on those grant committees, whether they're completely different people or a lot of different people but mixed into different groups, you never know which of these projects will actually appeal to those people, because it's different every time.
Yeah.
So we actually had Roots and Wings, which is a fabulous program. You know them?
I've been to their luncheon.
Oh, yeah, okay,
yeah.
In Denville. They were a recipient a couple years ago, and they applied four times. I think they were finalists maybe twice before they actually were a recipient. Man. So it took them 5 years, yeah, but they got there.
You're up against stiff competition. I mean, everyone's got very valid needs, and so it just depends on, you know, when it's your time, I guess. You know, I mean, and maybe you've taken some of the suggestions into your fold and made it work, and that qualifies you to.
It wasn't the same. Yeah, it wasn't exactly the same application. They always tweaked it.
Yeah,
based
on
feedback.
That makes sense. No, of course. Yeah. And you said, so do the women like yourself move around to different committees and different things, or does it vary? Like some people stay on the same committee year to year, or some move around, or
well, they all move around. Yeah. Some, okay. You know, the way they divide up the groups, we're very conscious of any kind of a conflict of interest.
Oh, yeah.
So people will move in and out of groups, or our grants will be moved around based on the fact that, you know, you volunteer for something.
Yeah.
So if there's a conflict, potential conflict of interest that you actually work with that organization, or that organization is a direct competitor of yours.
Yeah.
People won't review those contracts. So, but they do move around.
Yeah. And because I'm sure you've got several people who are involved in multiple volunteer opportunities.
A lot. If you want to meet a group of volunteers that volunteer a lot and are really the movers and shakers of our communities, this is the group to join.
Well, this is fine fodder for me to fill my docket for future guests, for sure.
I'll leave you all the recipients,
seriously, because I mean, that's how I find different people. I'm booking into May right now for guests, because I just, you know, I love this stuff. I eat it up, and there's an endless supply of people doing good work, and that's my goal of the show, is to highlight all those people and what they do. And why don't we just touch on some of the basic requirements for people that want to apply for this grant? You have to be a 501c3. Okay?
You have to be a 501c3. We asked for, and I'm not as well versed as I probably should be, because I don't do the application.
Well, just the general, they can look at the website.
We're looking for, you have to serve the people in one of our five counties. So we had actually, we had a group, Agar, you're familiar with the America's Grow Row?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they were actually a recipient of ours, and they're in Hunterdon County.
Ah.
But their program, they went and did a program with the soup kitchen on a free fresh market.
So
they did that. So we sponsored that. So long as you don't have to be a nonprofit within the R5 counties, but your program has to be servicing one of our five counties.
Fair enough. Yeah.
So that's, you know, so that's why that is. We look for financial. We do a pretty strong financial return. We want to make sure we don't have an issue. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we have, I think it's 2 years of audited returns mm-hmm. that we look for.
Okay.
You get a certain amount of time. You get 2 years to use the $110,000.
Oh, okay.
But we can extend it to three, depending upon the program. Our hope there was that we could get some organizations that were maybe a little bit smaller that couldn't absorb that much.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's interesting. We have programs. We have milestones that are set up. So we have an actual contract that's written up with a community foundation in New Jersey, and the recipient and Impact agree upon certain milestones for them to receive their money. We don't give it out all at one time.
Yeah.
So people say, oh, you know, but lots of times you don't see it until that milestone is met, and that could be 18 months down the road.
Oh,
but we had a great program in Sussex County that was they needed like an RV that they were going to retrofit into a school.
Cool.
To go around.
Oh, my God.
Well, obviously, they needed the money up front, because you can't buy an RV. You can't do the program until you have the RV.
Right, right.
So, you know, the vast majority of their money was received
up front. A capital investment. Okay.
Yeah. So, nice. It was received up front so they could buy the vehicle.
Nice.
They named it Journey, which is, I think, a cool thing.
That.
And it's the purpose of this is to go around in Sussex County where there's not a lot of public transportation, and offer educational opportunities they had full computers and counselors and all that. They go and you can join the program, and basically the program goes to them.
Which is like an updated modern version of the bookmobile, right? With more services.
Yeah,
and
a little more sophisticated. Yeah, but it is. It is. So we're taking the education to them instead of, because they can't get to us.
Yeah. So how did the partnership with, because isn't it Hans that runs the New Jersey Community Foundation?
Yes.
Because Ruth has been on the show. Well, she was here for Blink Now.
Okay.
But did somebody know them, or did they offer? Because they're very giving about their space and different things.
Yeah, they're great. They actually, there's four Impacts in New Jersey now.
Okay.
We were the first.
Okay.
Then there's the Jersey Coast, which is the second one. They're actually larger than we are already.
Wow.
They're huge, and down in Monmouth County. Then Essex has started one. Essex County has one now, which is going into their think it's their, they just finished their second cycle. So they're into their third year. And then there's one just starting down in outside of Philadelphia. Oh. But the Community Foundation helps all of us. So as I said, we, if you were to join us, you write your check to the Community Foundation of New Jersey with a little thing that says Impact 100. Garden State, okay. And then they take care of the books. We don't have to do audit returns,
oh, nice.
And we get our 501c3 status through right. them. But they've been really incredibly supportive of the organization. They've done at least one meeting where we all got together, the four groups, and they were with us and talked about best practices and what can we do and to grow our membership. So they're a great organization, and they do the counseling things or the sit downs with people. They help us with our contracts.
Yeah, my friend, I think, just joined the Montclair. Is that Essex? Which county is that?
That would be Essex, yeah.
Okay, yeah, she joined that. And, and we had just kind of an ad hoc roundtable from various nonprofits. So I was there for Room to Read and Blink Now ones. And it was just incredible being in that conference room because the library with all the fundraising and books and what did I get from there? What was it called? Something, the Soul of Money? That was a really good book. I could by something Twist or what was her name? It's an excellent book, The Soul of Money, and it talks about fundraising. And she worked for some giant arts foundation in New York City. But it's just such a great book about fundraising and giving back. And I one of my favorite books. And I found that there because I just started browsing through the library there because it was amazing. Yeah. So,
well, but I was going to say though, and I want to really press upon the fact that yes, every member needs to pay $1,000.
Yep.
But if you're tired of giving galas and raffles and tricky trays,
adds up fast.
We don't do that.
Yeah,
we don't do that at all. This is as I said, one donation, one woman, one vote. And you give the one donation. We do have, as I said, people who help us give the $100 extra. As I said, am I allowed to mention our sponsors? They're fabulous.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
so Crum and Forster is one of our sponsors, and BNY Mellon is another one of our biggest sponsors. The two of them have been phenomenal partners to us because they really believe in what we're doing. Then we have a couple local businesses, air conditioning, the Air Group, who half our members use them.
Oh,
so we have smaller businesses that have been helpful to us as well. And then we have members who donate money to us in addition, or some husbands of members who donate money. Men can't join. But we
love
do
it.
Take their money.
Perfect scenario. Well, so when these sponsors and stuff come in, are they just adding to the pot, or are they paying a few of the expenses that you may have, or how does the sponsor work?
They put their money into the general pot,
okay,
which is great. But they certainly get a lot of get a few minutes to introduce themselves at our annual meeting.
Yeah.
They've put on different programs, events. We have a couple events that are free to our members to come.
Right.
One of them is where I met you when we did
the journalism,
it was
advocacy
the
journalism.
Use it or lose it. Basically, is why we need local journalism.
Yeah,
like newspapers.
I love the Burnsville News. I subscribe, and I'm often in there, I'm always submitting my events and things.
That's good. So we did that one. We did one on, we had an event on your gut, how your gut health affects your overall ability to do things. That was great. We'd like to bring her back because everybody loved that program.
Oh, what was her name? Do you remember?
Oh, I forget her
name. All right, well, gut health.
Don't ask me that.
No.
But I'll let you know.
No, well, that's okay because I think, but also I always say that, volunteering helps your health and well-being too.
Absolutely.
So that if you want to solve your gut problems, volunteer.
We had another one that we did on climate change it's kind of ironic. We had to postpone it because there was a bad storm that night. But we try to do things that are within our wheelhouse as far as with the kind of grants that we look at.
Well, I think you said, or on the website, it said one of your first big funding projects was that right after Sandy. That was kind of right? Didn't you help Sandy victims or something? I thought that was on the website. Okay.
No, but you might have seen that. That probably would have been one that Jersey Coast would have gotten into.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. No, well, because it was right around the time different things started. So, no, that's great. But the base, it says you focus on arts and culture, children, families, education, the environment, preservation, recreation, and health and wellness.
Right.
That's great.
I mean, that's a pretty big gamut. It covers most of the things people are interested in.
And then you are able to, clearly, there's probably any nonprofit out there fits into one of those categories, and they've just got to have the 501c3 status and the and the different pieces that for application. But if you don't meet all that at first, there's definitely ways to have people help you so you can get there the next time you apply, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I was going to say, and I'll see some of the ones that I really, my personal favorites. I love the Interfaith Food Pantry. I guess I think our group really likes food because we've done several different food projects. Well, you know, if you're hungry, you know, it's proven. If you're hungry and you don't have any shelter, you got a lot of issues there. So, you know, helping people so they're not hungry, and there's so many people that go hungry in this affluent area, it's unbelievable. But the Interfaith Food Pantry, they identified a need, which when we say it, it sounds so logical. Why didn't we do it before? But there are a lot of people who can't get there to pick up the food.
Yeah.
So what we did was buy them a refrigerated truck. So they can get food that requires refrigeration.
Oh, nice.
They're able to get it out to people who need the food.
Oh,
so I thought
good.
That was a great project.
Yeah.
And it was so logical, isn't it?
Right. Oh, yeah, because, yeah, no brainer.
Right.
Yeah.
But we kind of forget about them. Roots and Wings, I like. Roots and Wings,
I love
as you
them.
Said.
Yeah.
It's a program for kids who have aged out of the foster care.
Right. Incredible.
You know, and I mean, I can't imagine taking my child at 18 years old and say, okay,
you're
on your own. Yeah. Go find a job, find a place to live. I mean, it's just like, so they are the wings underneath these kids, and they help them to learn how to, you know, find a place to live and how to open up a checking account and have the kind of services that are available. So they're a fabulous organization.
And that is one, that luncheon that they do every year is fabulous. They have authors, novelists come, and it's like a first-class affair, and it's really good.
It's a great fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Wharton Music of Performing Arts. I love this one. They have they do a music program down in Patterson from Wharton, and they take kids and they augment another program that they have, but this is a Saturday program we paid for.
Okay.
So they, you know, it's a music program to teach kids the love of music. And I think it's Jose or Jesus, I can't remember. It was a darling kid that came. We had them come one time to one of our membership parties where we just had, once we close our membership, we have a big party so all the members can see each other, meet each other.
Wow.
And we have, you know, some of the recipients come in and talk to them. Anyway, this group of kids came in and played.
Aww.
And then this young man at the time, he was probably, I don't know, 12 or something like that. And he came in and he stood on the steps of this beautiful home and he thanked us all.
Aww.
And said, you know, I know. I if it wasn't for your program, I wouldn't have seen this beautiful home and met all you wonderful people. And now I know what's out there for me to do. You know, and I was like, oh my God, this is why I gave my $1,000. It's this kid right here, because without question, he is going to be successful.
And
you know?
It goes to your very core. And it's so
absolutely.
True. I say that all the time. You cannot be what you cannot see.
Right.
So giving someone a glimpse into what is possible is sometimes all they need to
what
launch.
What a great way to put it.
Right?
Right. And this kid actually went on and he won a scholarship to a program out on the West Coast for like a summer orchestra thing.
Wow.
I mean, so... Again,
yeah. I mean,
that's
you're
$5,000 right there.
I know. You're seeing impact at its finest, working
absolutely.
In the community.
Absolutely. So that was really, that's really probably one of my favorite. That's my, you know how you say they always call it aha moment?
Yeah.
That was my aha moment.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, it was really
well,
great.
Well, for anybody else who wants an aha moment, so how long is the opening? Because you're collecting, encouraging new members right now, right?
Well, we're in our membership drive. It closes. We have a pretty firm closing on January 31st.
Okay.
We're changing our calendar this year. For those of you who are saying, I thought it was March. It's January this year because we're going to finish our annual meeting in the 2020 as our transition year. We're going to finish and have our annual meeting in June so that July and August, everybody kind of has off.
Oh, that makes sense.
You know, so we're going back kind of to a school calendar.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it's... January 31st, and if you live in an area and you just would like to hear about it, you can look at when our openings are for our gatherings, and you can call us, and we'll let you know where that is. Or if you have a group of friends that just want us to come and talk to you, we talk to one person at a time. We'll talk to 40 people at a time.
Yeah.
So if you have if you want to invite us to come to your place of, your garden club or your hockey club, I don't care.
Lunch and learn.
Anything. In your home with just some friends in your neighborhood, you know, your clubhouse, in your, you know, in your community.
That's incredible.
We would be there in a heartbeat, and we'll bring everything. We'll bring a snack, and we'll bring all the information, and we'll bring people to talk, and we would love to do that.
It's good community building. And then if you decide to join the when is your big meeting party, that's what I want to go to. That sounds like fun.
I can't remember, but it's like the third week of June this year.
Okay. That's your annual meeting, is it?
That's our annual meeting. Okay. Yeah, but you have to be a member.
Right. No, I get it.
Get there.
Yeah. No, I know.
And to vote. And then we'll have a party in February where we have all of our members come in. We call it I Love Impact. And so that's all of our new membership will be there. And as I said, we bring in the recipients from last year. And so you get to really meet them up close and personal.
Right.
If you didn't get to do it before. So there's a lot of interaction with the nonprofit groups.
Which is good. And what I've been trying to drive home this holiday season, I was like, we need less stuff and more impact. So maybe you get together with your siblings and your family instead of getting each other trinkets or this or that. Why don't, you know, pull some of your friends together and, you know, or like donate $1,000 and join and have somebody join. And I mean, I think there's a great way to do it.
Yeah, we've had actually, it's kind of cool. We've had a couple men that paid for their wives to join as a gift for their birthday or whatever. It was a great idea.
That's a perfect idea, because then you get this whole network and you get to do good, and it's great.
We also have companies who have paid for employees to become members.
Almost like a matching thing, right? Like,
it is. Well, we take them out. We love matching grants for the companies. But yeah, it's not even a matching. It's like a
sponsorship.
Right, sponsor. We want to sponsor 5 of our employees to come.
And
the women, you know, kind of apply to be the person who gets to come to Impact. So it's a great way to impact your community, do something really great for your employees, and really make a difference.
Wouldn't that be a great bonus program for any business?
Yeah.
Like, you know, instead of, you know, yes, people work for bonuses and like their bonuses, but what about if your bonus is $1,000 membership to join Impact 100, and then the company writes it off, and that, right?
Right. It's
a
win-win for everybody.
Yes.
So
those. If you have a business, any kind of business, think about doing that as offering a bonus to some of your employees, that giving them the vote and the funds to join Impact 100. I think that would be perfect. All right. On that note, we're going to take another quick break, and then we'll be back.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning. You're listening to Happy to Help on 100 in Chamber Radio. We are talking today with Merle Johnson, who is the president of Impact 100 Garden State. She's also a member of Rotary. I love the Rotarians. They're global. So she's doing it all. She's doing global and local. So we're talking about the different programs that they do, or the investment, and one woman, one donation, one vote, $1,000, you're in, and you get to decide on who gets these grants every year. It's an incredible group of over 300 women in this group, and we're going to talk about one of their new programs that they just announced last week called Rising Stars.
Thank you. We again, we keep trying to massage and kind of listened to our members. I said we just started merit grants 2 years ago to the people who weren't the finalists, who were finalists but didn't receive the big grants. So we have a new one that we just programmed that we just announced actually at our annual meeting, and it's called the Rising Stars. We wanted a program that was going to honor our founding member, Carol Rogers. So we came up with a program that's, and also we had a lot of members who asked us, why can't we do small grants? You know, we really want to do small grants. Well, it's a totally different animal. Yeah. And, you know, I'd love to be able to give money to everybody.
Right.
But we have to kind of choose what arenas we're going to play in, so to speak. So the choice was to stick with the $100,000. But what could we do to address this desire of some of our members to do something with smaller grants? So we came up with the idea of this Rising Stars grant. And what it is it's a one-page application. Our members, again, are the ones that will write out these applications. And you could choose any nonprofit that you feel would be deserving, but there's certain qualifications. And then, let me say. So the Rising Stars, it's for dramatically smaller. Hopefully I brought the things.
Well,
here it is. Okay. Criteria. Here's the criteria. Because it just got announced and I wasn't on the committee.
Yeah, well, no, I know. It's new. It's a new and exciting thing. So.
All right. So it has and maintains tax-exempt status. So they have to be a 501c3. They serve the residents of at least one of our four counties. So that's the same as normal. It's not a religious entity using the funds for a religious purpose. It has a budget that falls between $50,000 and $250,000. That's a big change from our Impact 100 grants.
Okay.
It has a mission statement that can point to success in meeting the mission. It has been in existence for at least 3 years, so we're not looking for startups necessarily, but new.
Yeah, yeah.
We want new. And is able to demonstrate fiscal responsibility. And what the deal will be is that we will have, let's say you have a small charity that you love.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, as a member of Impact, you would nominate that person. Now, this is the first year. We don't know if we're going to get one person or we're going to get one or 100. We don't know.
Right.
So we're going to have a committee that will review the applications, and not for the only thing we're reviewing is if they meet these criteria.
Right.
That's all we'll be doing. And then we're actually going to be putting them all in a hat
at
the membership party in February, and we will pull the name of one of the nominees, and then that member gets to present to that nonprofit a check for $5,000.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I think that's really cool.
That is fun.
And it's just something fun. It definitely sits in our model that our it's our members who make the decisions.
Right.
They get to participate in the process. So I thought it was great.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's fun. Well, it just keeps evolving because there's a need and there's funding and the members get to get involved. This sounds like a really great group.
It is a great group.
Yeah. I know, right?
I think so, too.
It's hard for me. I want to donate and join every single guest when they come on, so I just need to clone myself or something. I don't know. Well, hopefully I'm getting the word out, and people are as excited as I am about these things, and you want to get involved and get busy and join. So what other things can you tell us about the different women? So you have different meetings throughout the year. So you have the new women come together, you have the annual meeting, and
we don't have set meetings. We don't meet every Wednesday at 2:00.
No,
we don't
do anything like that. It's the big ones, right?
Right. So as I said before, you can choose to participate or not participate.
Right.
But we have a lot of committees. So I mean, let's say you didn't want to have grants. Grants probably takes, we figured it out, probably 15 to 30 hours to be on a grant committee.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have, and that's over a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you don't have that time, you're working, you have little kids, whatever you're mm-hmm. issue. There's so many other options that we have. We have a great committee that now has over 60 members, which is called One and Done.
Oh.
So basically, if we have a need to stuff envelopes one day, or we need people to greet somebody, or sign people in at an event or whatever, that's your One and Done. You can come, you can work in one time, you meet other women in the group, and then you're done. We'll continue to send them out to you, but this is a way to get your participation started. So that's kind of a fun committee. We have, if you have any ability to write or to edit or anything, anything about a website or anything. We have our communications team, mm-hmm. which all work independently. They get together every once in a while. They have a lot of communication. But they work very closely with all the different grant committees. Mm-hmm. We have the committees. We have to have people who administer the grants. So after the grant's been given out, we need people who volunteer to make sure they're hitting those milestones. And if they're not, helping them through so they do hit the milestones.
Right.
So those people get very involved in that one nonprofit.
Oh, yeah.
We have the nonprofit outreach group who actually is the ones who do the training. They also, you know, contact all the nonprofits in the area to make sure they're aware of who we are.
Yeah.
They'll go out and visit. They'll talk to them about what we do. So there's that aspect of it. We have people who go out and find sponsors for us.
Oh, yeah.
And
then you have people do the presentations at the gatherings, right?
Well, that's the membership group,
okay.
right? So we have the membership group or okay. people who have usually been in the group for a while. But actually, I've had a couple where brand new members came and they talked about what their experience was, and it was great. So, I mean, all you have to do is be able to say what your experience was, and it was wonderful. Yeah, then, obviously, we have a pretty strong finance group.
Mm-hmm.
The woman who's our treasurer was the former CFO of Crum & Foster. So,
wow.
you know, that's the caliber of people that we have looking after the money. We take the money part very seriously.
You have to.
We're very strict on our fiduciary responsibilities.
No, that's
so
good.
There's a lot of opportunity to get involved in whatever you know you want to do.
Yes, and we wanted to also clarify that you said you do not fund faith-based organizations, but you will fund a faith-based organization that's addressing a social issue, right?
We will address it. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
If somebody was going to put a preschool in a church, but the preschool was non-denominational and they took every child that applied, no matter what their faith or economic status is, that would be a program we would, just because it's in a church doesn't eliminate it. But if it was a specific religious organization, we don't fund that.
Perfect example. And then you just told a story a minute ago offline about how you had all these extra books left over from from the Morristown Book Festival?
Well, it's actually from the Morristown Book Festival. I run what we call Morristown Reads program at the Morristown Rotary Club.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. I was sitting and I was talking to the people that did the Dover Promise and who are recipients, and I was talking to them, and he was talking to me about a group that was working with the Dover Library they were redoing the Dover Library, and the structure was looking great, but what they didn't have was children's books. I went, oh my goodness, I've got 1,000 children's books sitting in a garage of a Rotarian that I need to find homes for. So they came and they took them all. They were so excited. So, you know, here we are, this whole, you know, we touch everybody, don't we? It's just amazing.
Yeah. And it all works out. Like the universe sends the right people to you. It was a funny story. So I volunteer at the Plainfield Soup Kitchen once a month. And a couple weeks ago, we were short on volunteers because people have lives and whatever. And I never worry about it. I'm like, we'll get the food out. It's fine.
Right.
And literally this father and son, the son was a Boy Scout. They walked in off the street right when we were starting. He's like, hey, we're looking for volunteer hours. Can we? I'm like, come on in.
Perfect timing.
Yes. And that happened before. A guy from Australia. He was like, oh, I'm just in New Jersey for a couple weeks. I want to help at the soup kitchen. I'm like, it's just bizarre how it just all works out.
Yeah. I don't know how, but it does.
Yeah, and it's the connection. It's the human connection, because I know even for the younger folks, it's all about liking this and following on social media and posting all that stuff, but it's still you have to meet eyeballs. You have to be in physical. That's why I make people come in studio to do this show. I'm like, I want your energy here, your presence here, because I think that comes through loud and clear in sending your message.
Absolutely.
So
thank you.
Yeah, so it's so much fun. Well, we've got a few more minutes, so are there any other stories that you remember from either the people you've met through the organization or the impact you've had, or any other of your favorite nonprofits you want to highlight as we wind down?
I would be happy to highlight all of them. You know, I will kind of run through, because there's a real gamut of what we give to, because it's really across the board, which is really great.
Okay.
The first one we ever gave to was actually a veterans program, where it was a veterans art program, Printmaking Center of New Jersey, and it was called Combat Paper, where they did art projects as art therapy.
Wow.
It's actually gone on to become a really big program in many other areas, so that was a great one that we funded. We did the America's Grow Row, which I talked about, with the fresh food. He has a great story. If you listen to his TED Talk, I mean, seriously, look up the Grow a Row. It was great. Head Start program, as you would love. We did a Head Start program we funded them so that they would have books for these kids in all their native languages. Reading is really important. So, you know, if they can't, the parents it's not that they're illiterate, they're just not literate in English.
Correct.
So we would provide books in whatever language it was. So I loved that program. That was a great one. The Wharton Institute of Performing Arts, I mentioned that one. The Roots and Wings, I mentioned. Interfaith Food Pantry Project, Self-Sufficiency of Sussex County is the one that had the journey. The big van.
Oh, yeah.
So that was, and these aren't just women programs. I also want to note that. These are not just women's programs. We cover everybody of need. Oasis is a haven for women and children.
I've been there.
Yeah, that tends to be it's kind of like a last opportunity for some of these women. And so they have some great success stories coming out of that program. Table to Table is another program for hunger in the Passaic County area, so that one has been very successful as well. Samaritan Inn, we did an emergency shelter program for people who've just been thrown out of their house, they're homeless, and they have no place to go.
Wow.
So, you know, I thought places existed. They don't.
Yeah.
So they're there with that one.
Okay.
I don't know. I could go on.
No, well, I think we've covered a lot, and literally a lot of my guests come back because we have so much fun, and so you can come back again, and we can talk about more another day. But I'm so grateful for you taking the time today and do all the good work you do, and thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer. Our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Things have gone to a whole new level on Capitol Hill.
This is the first in a series of public hearings the committee will be holding as part of the House's impeachment inquiry.
That's California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, who chairs the House Intelligence Panel. As the hearing opened, the key question involving whether the president and his administration tried to push Ukraine's leaders to investigate Democrats in return for military aid. A federal investigation announced a short time ago into Google's so-called Project Nightingale program. It analyzes people's medical information so as to give healthcare providers more insight and suggestions for treating patients, but the Department of Health and Human Services is concerned that the project may violate medical privacy law. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Over 200 million Americans are shivering because of an Arctic air mass. The freeze is starting to move east today, dropping temperatures from New England southward to Florida. Dean Foods, the nation's biggest milk producer, files for bankruptcy.
A significant drop-off in milk consumption in the U.S. is blamed on many different reasons. For one, Americans have much more to drink, choosing energy drinks, vitamin water, or even bottled teas. Also, protein and breakfast bars are taking over for cereals in the morning. And there's a variety of milk substitutes on the market now. Nielsen data shows that sales of cow milk have dropped an average of 6% per year over the last 4 years. Dean employs 16,000 people and operates 60 dairy processing facilities.
USA Radio's Wendy King. Singer-songwriter John Legend's been named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2019. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More on the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Nearly half of all Americans in a new survey say the whistleblower behind the impeachment probe should come forward. The poll was released by CBS News. It found 47% of Americans think the whistleblower should be, in the words of the survey, forced to be made public. 53% say that person should remain anonymous. Democrats are urging the Supreme Court to preserve the DACA program that protects Dreamers. The High Court heard oral arguments yesterday on President Trump's attempt to repeal that policy. On Capitol Hill, Illinois Democrat Richard Durbin called Dreamers some of the most courageous people he knows, blasting the president's tweet claiming that many of those in DACA are, quote, far from angels. California's Attorney General Xavier Becerra argued that Trump's attempts to overturn DACA are blatantly illegal. And former San Francisco 49ers